What's the show called?
It's a little off topic.
We're buddies.
With Wiener too.
It's so good when we're in this frickin' booth and there's a goddamn sign above the door that says recording. It's lit up in mother effing neon red and people bust the door open.
Lurch.
We bang three times a day. It's awkward and just out of control.
And Andy two times.
Fellatio may or may not have happened. We don't have Imperial video evidence. We're trying to find that.
What's the show called?
A Little Off Topic.
Sounds like an NPR show.
It's f***ing off the topic.
A Little Off Topic. That's a terrible name for a show. It just sounds gay.
You know how I know you're gay?
Said Zane on the Free Beer and Outland show.
Right. A highly credible sounding name.
Well,
you know, whatever.
Two words, you're gay.
And there it is. We are back. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for listening. This is a little off topic. And in case you forgot who we were, I am Wiener2/Kyle in studio. Finally, this feels like the first time ever. Lurch.
Hello.
Hi, Lurch.
How are you?
My goodness, you look like a changed man.
Thank you.
And as always, because there's a guy in this studio who shows up every week, Andy two times.
Hey.
Andy, top of the morning to you. How
hey,
are
buddy.
You?
How you doing, man? Good.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to be back here finally. It was like 2 years,
yeah,
I think, is what we were gone. Lurch, Vacation Palooza 2010, is it wrapping up?
I think it's over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You're not going to have a mystery wedding next weekend that you'll wait until Thursday afternoon to tell us about?
It's over for another month, at least.
Oh, good.
It's over until the next one.
Yeah. We'll all get a text some Wednesday night leading up here. And it'll, hey, guys, so I'm going out of town for 3 weeks. So you want to just take a break?
I haven't mentioned anything at all before this, but this has been going in the works for like 8 years now.
Well, I think Andy and I might record. No! You'll wait!
What? You can't do that!
You can wait!
That's literally what I do.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I mean, we don't hear it because we get it via text, mm-hmm, but that is what he sounds like when he's at home.
Clearly.
And all you have to do is add in the fingers in the ears and stomping on the ground.
Yeah. The nanny boo-boo. Yeah.
And you know what? We just experience what Lurch's mother does every day.
That's right.
That's what that is. So mm-hmm, this is the... come on. You can go ahead and email us at asktheinterns@gmail.com.
You still can.
For now, until one of us decides to get really motivated,
yeah,
it's not going anywhere. No. So, and I don't think I'm getting motivated anytime soon.
No.
And as always, the podcast address is asktheinterns.podomatic.com, and that might be a little more difficult to change simply because
tip jar.
Wow.
I'm glancing out of the side of my eye, and all I can see is Lurch digging into his pockets, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but it's not the first time Lurch has been digging into his pants here in this studio.
Rubbing
so.
Himself again. That's
well,
not entirely...
to be fair, because we're here to do, you know, an earlier time, this is the first time we've all been clothed.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
that's right. It's pants on Friday today.
I see Lurch digging into his pants pocket, and then he grabs the microphone and throws change at the microphone.
What I always liked about you, Lurch, is your subtlety.
Yeah. Thank you.
But no, there is the, thank you for reminding me, Lurch, the tip jar. asktheinterns.podomatic.com. If you want to help us keep the premium account going, that'd be fantastic. We have received donations. I don't know the total amount. I don't remember the people's names. Mm-hmm. I do apologize for that.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate everything that comes in, $1, $2, whatever you want to do. If you want to help, that'd be great. It's right there on the right side of the Podomatic page. It'll say donate to keep this podcast going or something along those lines. So please keep us in your thoughts and prayers.
No. Yeah, well.
Listen, there's a lot of charities out there, folks. But you know what? There's also a lot of scam charities.
That's right.
We are not a scam.
No, clearly not. We are the unfortunate bastards that when you give us the money, it really does go to us.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not going to run off with your dough, all right? You know what you're getting with us, all right? You're not sponsoring some Indian child.
Right, no.
You're sponsoring about an hour of funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're sponsoring. Exactly. Do you want to lose an hour of funny?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
Never.
No.
That's how you do it, right? That's how you get donations. Proven.
You need to get your priorities in line. Poor Indian children, dots not feathers. Aged, 20-year-old and over, unemployed, miserable losers. Priorities, people. if laughter is the best medicine, a little off topic is the cure for what ails you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Andy's back.
Yeah, Andy's ready to rock and roll this week, man. I think the 1 hour of sleep may have affected him last time. So, God!
Meow!
I'm actually even thinking about it. The last 2 weeks, I wanted to be the first one to unleash the wolf, and I totally forgot about it.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, darn it!
You can't thieve the wolf, man.
As we have mentioned, Lurch is back in studio from 14 different trips and thousands and thousands upon miles. Lurch, you took a little trip. Was this? I don't even remember. Was it 2 weeks? Last week?
Over the weekend, yeah.
This last weekend or whatever. And you went to probably, I think, unanimously our favorite state.
Right.
Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Yeah, tell me.
Pull up that song.
That's right. Hang on. Timeliness is going to work great right now. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
So, Lurch, you canceled the show.
I did.
You ruined Andy and I's morning.
Yes.
Yeah. What happened in Cleveland?
I went to a wedding, you know, partied with my family.
I could tell by the text I got.
Whoa. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
I received a text late that night that said something along the lines of,
dude, we need to come to Cleveland.
We should go to Cleveland.
Yeah.
But I counted it. And I think there was maybe 15 words in the text.
Yeah.
I think there was two that were spelled right. I am dead serious.
I love
those. Not was spelled N-I-T somehow. I had no idea how that happened. I barely deciphered. I think it was like 11:30 at night. I had to work in the morning. All of a sudden, beep, my phone. I'm like, oh, God, what's going on? Oh, I look over. Lurch. What the heck is Lurch want? Dude!
A party!
We Nate Cleveland party!
It's texting Mad Libs with him. Like, what?
You have to guess what comes next.
Yeah, let me read this, like, how you spelled it first, and then I'll just try and figure out what the hell you were trying to say in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I shake off the stupidness.
Now, needless to say, I did receive that, and I disagreed immediately. Only when I'm ever going to Ohio is if there's a gun pointed to two regions, my head or my testicles.
Yeah.
And even then, I'd have to think about it. It'd be a coin flip.
That's awesome.
So whoever that emailer was that said you're from Ohio, I don't care, all right? So unless
I care.
Was it a dude or a chick? Do you remember?
It was a dude.
It was probably
was a, dude?
A really butch chick.
Yeah.
He was gay, is what I hear.
Well, listener from Ohio, if you're not gay, the only way you're good in our eyes is if you have a hot girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you expose her to us. That's about
you
it.
You gotta let us look at her.
Yeah.
Naked.
Need to let us
sext us right now.
Need to let us ogle her.
We'll give out our phone numbers over there.
That's been referenced. I'm sure that'll ever happen. So I'm surprised that over this 2 week span that we didn't actually lose like Facebook
followers.
We dropped way low.
Our Podomatic's through the floor right now. Yeah, it was like,
it's like 40 now.
Yeah, we were in a stable house or whatever, and it just kept raining, and the floor finally collapsed. So we got a little too big for our own shoes, but we're down into like I checked like 4 days ago. We were in the 1400s.
Really?
Yeah, it was ugly. What? Not in comedy, but overall, it was ugly.
Yeah. Well, we took a couple weeks off, man, and
Andy,
high quality
one thing I did want to ask you. I'm sorry, Lurch.
What happened?
We'll talk about it. But is that what you wrote down on this well-designed, well-formulated show plan that we have today, which I wish I could describe it for you? It's a dry erase marker with four things and a big penis.
Yeah.
Taking up majority of the page. Yep. And a joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be a joint, but...
So, but Lurch, anything else interesting happened in Cleveland? Did you meet your future soulmate?
I did not.
What is going on?
Well, I met a black guy on the side of the road.
Whoa!
African American. Whatever. I don't care.
I don't know that we needed to describe ethnicity right there. Was that important to what you're
really
about to describe?
Of course.
Okay, well, why? Why?
So it's the night before the wedding. And
was he your date?
Yes. We like to make mad love. It gets a little hectic at the end of the night.
God. So uncomfortable already.
Me and my uncle and my dad and all these people are walking to the bar because mm-hmm. Cleveland is retarded and don't... they literally didn't ID me at all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got it. Friggin' beer at the bar and whatever.
And let's just describe visual aspects, because right now Andy and I look like we just came from logging trees. Yeah, I don't think Andy has shaved in...
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and for me, it's been a little over a week, but what happened, and I was telling Steve this in the booth today...
You look like Justin Timberlake.
Thank you! Yes!
You're shooting for Clooney.
Yeah, no doubt. But I Google imaged the word beard. And the first image that came up was one of very, very dapper-looking George Clooney.
Incredibly handsome man.
And he is. I'd have sex with George Clooney.
Well, yeah. I'm hoping that, like, as I get old, you know how, like, when you get older, you look better? I'm hoping it hasn't panned out so far. But I'm hoping that eventually, someday, I will turn the corner.
Yeah.
And
I think we all do. Listen, if we could age half as handsome as George Clooney did, we're all in good shoes. But anyway, I Google imaged the word beard. Up came a picture of George Clooney at some event, and I thought, that's it. And so I'm trying to sculpt it.
I like
you
that.
Know, I'm going to pull it out, and this my description was, I think I can pull it off minus the face.
Yeah, no,
so
that's great.
I think it's all coming together. It's going to take a little bit. But
see, I have the neck beard. What you need to do is the spot underneath your neck, not quite
oh
on
my
the
God.
Chin.
Itches me like crazy.
Grow out the neck beard.
Yeah. I actually was in talks with Steve when we were out one evening to shave everything but the neck beard and see how ladies liked that. Because that is, if there's been one thing I've learned in my years, that's a turn on.
Yeah, I think, yeah, why not? I mean,
it's a nice big black patch
that
right on your
hairs on my face.
Oh my God. That's a nice little
what?
Run. That was a good run we had, wasn't it, Andy?
It was a little bit.
And there goes Lurch with the uncomfortable talk. But anyway, in comparison, Lurch, I don't think could grow.
What does that have to do with
I don't think
about?
Lurch could grow anything on his face if he planted seeds.
Besides acne.
Oh, come on.
I'm pulling jokes on myself.
Buddy.
Self-deprecation, Lurch.
Yeah.
Joe called me Redbeard the other day.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's like absurd.
That. Oh, wait.
not red-haired beard,
I was
going
to say, I got a red beard. There's nothing wrong with a red beard. But
it doesn't look red to me, but that's a side note.
Whatever.
Lurch, if you
want to... doctor. It's all good.
Lurch, if you look at Andy, would you say that's a red beard?
Yes.
Don't lie to me.
Hang
on, let me get a good look at this.
It's like reddish brown.
Oh, you're
so turn the light on?
No,
that's
black. Hold on, we got the moonlight.
You even got a little blonde in there.
On,
we got the moonlight.
Moonlighting.
You know, it has a touch of red. No. A touch. I'd say it's majority of it's more African American.
Nice. Back down to the moonlight.
Yeah, we do have mood lighting in here. So, but in comparison, Lurch, like we said, can't grow anything on his face if he had to. You didn't get ID'd at all.
Not at all.
I look at you, and I question if you can drive.
Yeah.
You know?
You are tall.
Yeah, minus your tall stature, I wonder if you're legal to drive.
I had to make out with the bartender to do it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hey.
Leroy.
Was the black guy you met on the street. Full circle with a little
full circle.
That's right. Full circle indeed. So they actually let you booze it up in Cleveland. Well, it shouldn't really matter because
well,
you just
not like I drank that much at the bar. I drank more before we went to the
bar.
Yeah,
but and it doesn't matter anyway because like we talked about, you just forgot your ID. You turned 21. Yeah, remember, like
exactly.
A week ago.
Exactly.
So he just turned 21. Congrats, by the way. Happy birthday, buddy.
I think that's like the fifth time.
It is
in 2 months, 3 months.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So was this the bar? This was the night before the wedding. You said
yes.
Now, how are you going to tie in the African-American man you met on the side?
Well, if you guys wouldn't have started talking about your beards.
I'm sorry. We like talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
But so what we're doing is walking to the bar, a bunch of my family members, my uncle and my dad and stuff. And this black guy stops. This guy just stops me. He's like, hey, man, you got a lighter? You know where the stadium's at? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Stadium?
Yeah, the Indian Stadium.
Cleveland Indians.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that, like, you know, the sewage pit that they probably play in down there?
It was right across.
They call home.
Hotel.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, yeah, dude, I can tell you where that is. It's over there. Blah, blah, blah. I can't talk this morning. I'm fucking
sick. All right, buddy. We'll talk about that in a minute. So.
So this guy, like, reaches up to me, and he puts this stuff in my front pocket.
What?
Like, right in my front pocket of my shirt.
Touched your boob.
Yeah. He touched my boob.
He got a boob grab on Lurch.
And, you know, I got a little bit of a chub.
Uh-huh. Has he?
Yeah, has he.
Understandable.
And I'm like, what's this, dude? He's like, man, you smoked, you know, good.
No,
I'm like,
kidding.
I'm like, well, what? My uncle's standing right next to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, man. And he's like, oh, man. I'm like, what is this stuff right here? He's like, oh, it's hash, bro. I'm like, okay. What are we doing here? He's like, how close can you come to 20 right now? I'm like, dude, I don't have
any
money.
You got grifted by a drug dealer.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have
Cleveland drug dealer.
Any money right now, dude. And I don't want this stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
because Andy will talk to you. I mean, if you want good hash, talk to Andy first.
Oh, no, that is horrible. I knew when he mentioned something, it was going to come back. No. No.
All right, Andy. Sorry.
Reputation.
Please, yeah, you
down
did.
With dope.
Yeah.
I'm above the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a tattoo on the small of my back that actually says that. It's a little tramp stamp above the influence.
I'm not even gonna tie that in.
A little bowl under it.
Yes.
The jort and the penis.
So you got hash in the pocket.
That's pretty much what happened.
What happened after that?
I gave it back to him, and I'm like, dude, no thanks.
He didn't pull a knife on you?
I got no
well,
money.
They don't have knives in Cleveland. They, right. have shivs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the technical term. Yeah.
It's a
shanking.
This doesn't need to get any more racist than it
a
already
piece
no,
of.
It's because Cleveland is horrible.
Yeah, we're not talking about African Americans. We're talking about Cleveland,
right.
You idiot. They don't have any knives, so they just break their own mirrors, and then they tie masking tape around one side of it, and that's their knives.
I think you can make them out of a toothbrush. I've seen a few episodes on Locked Up Raw on the
yeah, absolutely. That's where they learned it. Well, they don't get cable.
Well, that's yeah. There's probably a TV station somewhere that has TVs that they can stand outside and watch those.
Well, if they're looking across the border to a civilized state.
Yeah, exactly.
If
if you're looking at Detroit, that's not a whole lot better.
If we did have any Ohio listeners, I think we just were successful in alienating them. At least I hope not. If not, we hate your state.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's how I met my boyfriend Leroy.
That's how it all came together, and Lurch is happily in love.
We're making lots of money now.
Speaking of,
he's selling the dope on the streets.
Speaking of love, Lurch.
What's up?
Future wife.
You?
Your future wife.
Ooh.
Left this week.
Yeah.
What?
Your future wife left this week.
The redhead.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
You all right? Did you get a goodbye bang? Or?
Oh, yeah. We boned.
You sound convincing.
Hard. Like.
Woof.
It was like, ugh. It wasn't just woof. It was woof.
Yeah, you gotta get the throat in that one, yeah.
Yeah, stopped in and saw her before she left for Spain.
And by saw her.
Mm-hmm.
We boned in the bathroom.
Classy. At least you were classy.
Well, where else are you going to go? The kitchen, Andy?
Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Bathroom is better than
let's
boning
not
in
be
an
ridiculous.
Olive Garden. Yeah.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah, Joe saw me. He's like, what are you doing here? Oh, just saying bye to Stephanie.
Yeah,
we're going to bang after the show is what I said. Yeah. We just go with it.
Well, that's sad. Are you okay? Are you masturbating feverishly now that she's gone? Or?
That was the first time I talked to her in like 2 months.
Oh, so. Yeah. She looking good?
Yeah, she's looking great.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, I need to clarify. The last show we left off, I must have slurred my words.
Yeah, no,
because I really did not. It came out as Andy's boning Stephanie, but I believe Lurch, I forget what you said right beforehand. I like something.
Turtles.
You
like
might
turtles.
Have said that.
I think you say that all.
Yeah, and then I came
like
in
turtles.
I meant to say and he's boning Stephanie may have sounded to every single listener and myself that Andy's boning Stephanie.
Which, either way. Whatever.
As far as I know, Andy had not violated redheaded Stephanie.
No, as we all know, she hates me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. The undying hatred.
Yeah, the dirty, godless whore comments and riding that redhead. Yeah.
I don't think she had heard the dirty, godless whore comment until you just decided to bring that up over a microphone.
Oh, that figures.
Ride that bee out, Charlie.
She doesn't listen anyway.
Yeah. So,
she's a fan of our Facebook page, though.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Well, someone's getting a status update and dedicated in her honor today. Hey, Stephanie, listen to this one.
Oh, great. So, Stephanie.
Andy's sorry, not really. Moving on. Andy Andy and I walked into the station today together because Lurch was late. And so, on our way in, Andy, you mentioned you had some stuff at work, but there's one I wanted to point out. And the way you told me this and the way we talked about it struck me as odd. Because you got the trash can, buddy? Yeah, Lurch is sick, so if you hear hacking and coughing, some, you said, medications or something that are making you really sick. So, but anyway, on the way in today, Andy, you told me a story. I believe I told you, I've been out drinking with Steve a couple times or whatever. And what did you say back to me? Something about your boss.
Oh, yeah. My boss has been hitting on it. Well, he's been bringing me a lot of booze lately, too.
Yeah. The way this story was described, I've gone out drinking with Steve a couple times here in the last few weeks or whatever. And he goes, yeah, my boss has been buying me booze. And then he hits on me. And I was taken aback. I think I thought I lost a breath.
It's
that's weird.
Well, I'll show up at work and then like I'll be standing there clocking in or whatever, and then he'll like, thank you. And then he will just come walking out of nowhere and like randomly hold my hand or like put his arm around me and like start smelling me and like just
Are
being,
you serious
just being
right now?
As completely
That's weird.
Just being as completely
this
awkward.
Is really uncomfortable.
I know, and I'm clammy, by the way. God, what are you, a giant cat?
Andy, two times wet hands today, apparently.
Yeah, so it's that's kind of how he is, and I'm just like, dude, come on, man.
That's uncomfortable. Like, is he
he's just
out
like
of the
that.
Closet? Or?
No, he's not serious. He's married. He's got kids. Like, he just enjoys beer and the company of a man.
Seems like he would have something other than being married with kids then.
Which makes sense.
I just thought that was funny the way that that was described. Yeah, he keeps buying me booze. Any hits on me. I think they'd be a little...
I would hold hands with my boss if they bought me booze.
I don't think I would. Once you turn, 22, Lurch, you think you'll realize that. It's not as not as valuable.
Yeah, where the heck did my money go? That's what.
Yeah, exactly.
You're 21, you know
that won't take you very long to realize. Now that you're 21, that you'll open your wallet a couple days a week and go, huh? Maybe I could have held back on a few of those the other night.
So, or had my boss buy me stuff.
Yeah, true. Just hit on him.
True.
Hit on him.
Or let him hit on
his ass or something.
Yeah, just give him a nice little butt grab when he walks by.
Little goose.
Rub his ears.
Yeah, grab by the earlobe.
Blow him. Blow the ears, I'm
saying. A kiss. Blow him a kiss.
Blow him a kiss.
Yeah, that's what you meant.
That is really actually what I meant.
Yeah, no, but...
I could not have
you're
come
welcome.
Out any worse than it did.
That's not how I wanted it to come out.
It doesn't matter. Well, now that your mouth's full, it all makes sense. So, and we're eating today. We walk in here. I'm the only semi-employed one. I feel like I work once a year. And we walk into the kitchen to get our water. And there's donuts and there's like fresh apples from an orchard. Yeah. Hell, man, we're eating like kings this morning. Glazed donuts, regular donuts.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
So we're all eating and there's bosses walking by probably going, who are those guys? They don't work here.
I passed somebody in the hallway, and I was like, hi, good morning. And he's like, hey, so you got the food? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, geez.
I'm fat and it's early.
Quit judging me with your eyes. Fandango! Fandango's the stop!
That's right.
Listened back to that, and I still laugh from the line when Lurch, out of the blue, goes, my alter ego's Movie Phone Joe.
It is.
Woof. I think everybody should have an alias, an alter ego.
Movie Phone Joe, Fandango Rock Phone. I still don't have one.
It's all right. I'll come up with one.
Yeah, it's got to be related to movies. I wish I knew another movie website.
Right. Rotten Tomatoes, Stan.
There it is. There it is. You can't beat Rotten Tomatoes, Stan.
RTS is your nickname, bro.
Yes!
RTS.
RTS for life. Anyway, Andy, did you want to talk about, you have written down here some Andy's shit.
Yeah, no,
is
I didn't,
what Lurch put down.
I didn't write that. Lurch wrote it.
I can tell because it's like backwards K's.
Yeah.
It's like he stopped going to school in first grade.
It's just a picture of a circle with a line through it. Like, yeah. No, I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me at the old occupational place in which
And if anybody doesn't know, it is the Dairy
DQ.
Queen.
Yeah. one day, this is quite interesting, I'm working at the front counter. And there's a guy who comes walking up looking rather... Well, okay, here.
Dapper?
No.
Please say dapper.
Not dapper
I love
at
that
all.
Word.
I love it.
Coming in, him and like a younger girl, she is looking around, kind of wasting time while he's nowhere to be found. He comes out from wherever he was. I was working, wasn't really paying attention what the heck he was doing. And comes walking up to the front counter and he says, excuse me. Yes, sure. Oh, hi. How can I help you?
Yeah.
somebody did something in your bathroom.
Oh, no.
You might want to check it
out. Oh, this is bad news from the get-go.
Really? Yeah, it's really bad. He's like, it's on the floor. I stepped in it. And I'm like,
so there's footprints of it everywhere.
Like,
you know?
Oh, this is miserable. How, like, oh.
How did a footprint get on the wall? Oh, I my God.
Well, at this point, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, well, I'll check it out. And like, I'm just angry, you know?
Yeah,
like,
why wouldn't you be?
Like, this is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the door, and yeah, it was.
Oh, boy.
Like, describe the texture.
No, oh, no, don't. Okay. We don't need to do that. Lurch, you're the sick one. Do you really want to hear the texture?
Okay, here's
yeah,
the
I
thing.
Love
dog, dog, cat, animal, poo.
Whoop.
It all smells.
Meow.
Whatever. Human rank has its own beef to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we
it's
like
got.
The beef smell.
Yeah, it's got its own area code. Like, you know, human. Yeah,
you know what you're doing when you're there. You know where you're at when you're in
yeah,
that vicinity.
Yeah, there was definitely.
It's like Cleveland.
Yes, exactly.
Come on, yes!
Yeah, it was very good.
Take it, Cleveland.
I walked into the bathroom and was like, oh, I'm in Cleveland. And so I opened the door and it was bad. It was all on the floor. And of course, boom, boom. Now, here's yeah, exactly. Yeah, here's my thing. Is I didn't know when it had happened. We've been incredibly busy. We've been incredibly slow lately. So it could have been anybody. It wasn't an accident. I'm thinking it could not have. I don't understand how it feasibly.
On purpose, feces on the floor.
Here's the thing, dude. I don't know how it could have been an accident. Like, I'm wondering, like, oh, maybe it was a little kid that, like, couldn't hold it. Maybe missed a little bit. Like, no. Someone smuggled. It was either a full-size man or somebody smuggled in a tiny pony. Like. It was horrible, dude, and I don't even know how they would have gotten a pony up under their shirt or jacket.
How much, I mean, talk about the...
Full-on log, full-on pull-down, drop trowel, Cleveland steamer on the floor,
okay. All
out.
I think this brings me back to a question. I don't even know if anybody thought about this. How the hell did this person miss it and step in it?
I don't know.
There's one effing thing on the ground.
And like I said, it wasn't. It wasn't runny. It was.
You
all
know what?
Over.
Hardy.
You know
hardy.
There
was.
Yeah.
There's something that smells. Let me drag my feet.
Squish. Yeah. Jesus. Well, then as he's standing there telling me that like the something happened in the bathroom, like I get the waft.
No, you know what's happening.
And I'm like, oh, I know what that is. So yeah, so there was a phantom pooper at DQ, and I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Dude. Old people like to poop their pants.
Yeah, they
Where
really
I
do.
Work,
we're all right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
I've had to clean up poop off the floor because an old man can't hold it in.
Really?
And then he takes it to the bathroom and craps all over the
Are
wall.
Are you kidding
I've done
me?
It. It's horrible.
I worked at, one of your old competitors. Mike, dude, look at this, okay? I am into the microphone.
You got your own mic. We got to share.
Yeah, I understand. And yet, look at how high I am still recording when I'm speaking in this. It's because I have a very clear, satiny speaking voice.
It's sexy.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
I've been working
JT,
on it. I try to get
RTS.
A good scream in the morning so that it roughens up the vocals, but it makes it.
Smoke a pack of cigs and
makes
drink
it.
8 cups of coffee before you go in.
Mm-hmm. Makes it smooth. Anyway, I used to work at a store just like Lurch does.
Walmart. Right.
No, I would never do that.
Good.
It is. But anyway, I used to, and there was one time where. There was an issue in one of the bathrooms, and it was the girls' bathroom, and that was my excuse for refusing
to
and I don't want to. So they send this other girl in there, and she's crying, and she's almost throwing up, and I'm like, oh, God, I have to help.
Mr. Nice Guy saved the day.
I wasn't nice then. I'm not
Attaboy,
nice now.
Attaboy.
So, but I remember I held the door open for her, and I told her
caved.
To stop crying and just finish the job, something
Clean
like
up
that.
Clean up the poop on the floor and quit crying. Get over the stinky mat.
Yeah. Lady up! Lady
just,
up!
Haven't
you
poop.
Ever read Everybody Poops?
We know you.
Floors.
I'm not even going to finish that one. So I don't know that I want to hear another Andy Two Times Work story because I think that one might take the cake
well,
right
we
there.
We cleaned it. I mean, it got taken care of, but
oh,
I mean,
filthy.
Obviously, right away. But like,
That's
you
filthy.
Just put it in a biohazard bag.
You want to talk about ruining your day, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will do it like somebody pooping on the floor and you having to clean it up.
That can't be, like you said, under no circumstance is that an accident.
I told, no, exactly. I was like, this is not in my job.
You know what happened? Here's the way I envision this happening. Two douchebags walk in and we're like, Hey, buddy, watch the door, dude.
Here's the
and
thing.
Someone tries to come in and tell him it's occupied.
I think it was the guy that told me about it.
Yeah.
Because
he stepped in his own feces.
Yeah. He came in, he disappeared, he was with the girl that was just killing time.
That's what they're into!
Maybe. He goes in, does his business,
maybe he was getting a blumpkin.
And then she wasn't in the bathroom. That's the thing, she wasn't in the bathroom. She was in. So, I mean, unless he brought that pony in and the pony.
The pony under the shirt.
Yeah.
That happens. That'll happen, everybody.
Maybe they have a fetish for watching people pick up their poop.
It might be it.
They sit in the corner and, like, touch themselves and stuff.
Maybe they're filthy, disgusting animals that should live in the woods like
did you check for, like, hidden cameras for when you were picking up the poop?
No. Ugh.
So was you designated to pick up the log?
Yeah. Oh, I went and I got paper towel.
Oh no, he did it with a hand?
Well, I had gloves on too.
Care, at least go take some DQ forks or something kind of throw it.
I had to throw it back.
You live around this area, stop at the Dairy Queen where Andy works and poop everywhere. Pooping his blizzards,
right
pooping his Coney dogs.
But you have to leave. You have to leave a calling card, like on the wall. So write "woof" and feces on the wall.
Okay, please don't. In the name of everything that is holy and good in this
world.
And
you know what the thing is? That can't happen to me. I'm so thankful because that can't happen to me because of my job description.
Yeah. Well,
unless you come to the radio station during the 3 hours a month I work.
Yeah.
And and apparently there's no maintenance people. I still wouldn't do it. I'd just leave.
Right. Yeah.
So.
No, the bosses were there. I mean, there wasn't much I could do. Like, I had to, obviously. What are we going to do? Just leave it? Like, that's horrible. So
better have gotten a free blizzard.
It ended
night.
Up getting pretty much, like, Men in Black style, like, totally, like, decontaminated and everything. So it's all good.
Refill the brownie part for the blizzards?
You're a horrible human being.
Oh, my God. I can never eat a blizzard again. If I am ever in your vicinity, there's not a chance I'm stopping into that DQ.
It's a great place. It's just one disgusting, horrible human being decided to ruin it for
everybody.
Are you
sure that's not the citizens of your town?
Well, a bunch of heathens.
Yeah, absolutely. So ask the interns at gmail.com with all your feces stories. Or, I haven't even plugged this yet. I totally forgot about our skyrocketing Facebook page, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I tried plugging it earlier.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Okay. Good idea. Good thought, Lurch. But if you search for it, you will not see the awesome word art. Wow. Word art logo.
Oh, RTS.
Because, RTS got to slow down, guys. But you will not see the awesome word art. You will instead see a whatever type.
Amateur
job. Loser, made by Corey G.
Yep.
That now adorns our Facebook page and part of our Podomatic. I spent about 30 seconds trying to fix it up and put it up on Podomatic.
Nothing.
No idea how to do it.
We still have the copper tapes and the random girl just.
I didn't touch that. Is anybody else going to touch that?
No, that looks awesome.
I don't even know how to do that.
It's a good clashing of designs, is what it is. It says we want a party, but we're professionals.
That's right. That's right.
So that's the vibe we're trying to send to future employers.
Yeah.
So Facebook page, if you go ahead and search a little off topic, you'll see one that has the blank image of a person. Don't friend that. I think I go on there once every 2 weeks.
Can we delete that one?
Probably.
It's too much work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Just forget it, Andy.
Okay. Screw it.
But you'll see the a little off to- a li- not the because the a little off topic logo is the word art and it always will be suck it, but you will see a little off topic logo on there that was manufactured by Corey G. Go ahead and like us on there. You'll get updates about when we're going to record. I try to comment on just about everything.
Do we have comments? Has anyone posted anything on the walls or anything?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you should try it now that you have an internet connection. For God's sake,
I know.
Andy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go there. There's people who write there.
I put up a video.
Most of them not very happy with Lurch's vacation schedule right now.
No, that doesn't surprise me.
There's one guy that needs to cool it. Victor.
Victor
Higgins needs
to
take a chill pill. Victor, I appreciate your support, buddy.
You're not my feelings, Eric Zane.
But my goodness, he's not. He is tall, but he's not a prick. Mm. All right.
I got to read this.
Yeah. Well, do it.
There's a profile pic of the freaking toy from dinosaur from, I don't even know.
Boom!
Yeah.
Heartburn. Takes it.
Yeah. Woof.
Suck it, Victor.
Woof, mother effa woof.
Victor, you're nearing a ban. So tone down the attitude towards Lurch. We all love Lurch.
You cannot listen to any of our prior volumes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't listen to
No,
them.
You're done.
You're banned from them all.
Yeah, you can listen to right now.
Yeah.
Victor, if you're listening, I'm going to hunt you down.
That's right. You better not be from Ohio.
So, yeah, find us on there and like us on there. We keep updates about when we're going to record. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we do comment on just about everything. And we essentially insult other people. And I like to take good jabs at Lurch.
Yeah.
That's probably my funnest part. But now that I know Andy doesn't read it, I'll just directly insult Andy.
Let's do it.
No, that's cool. Whatever.
You couldn't have sounded like more of a stoner right there.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, guys. We did have one thing we wanted to talk about.
Andy had more to talk about, didn't he?
Well, I mean, I had some kind of weird stories and stuff.
No.
But that's pretty much the worst of my weird stories.
Yeah, that's too bad.
All right.
We're gonna wrap it up.
I'm done with the poo story.
It's cool.
we're gonna start and end the Andy stories just for today at poo.
Yep. Why not?
So we did want to talk about one thing here that's going to be coming up here. Hopefully next week, I think is the goal. With we only had 2 weeks of prep and we did nothing. So whether it happens next week is up in the air. But we had a couple games that we were going to do. One from the show, which this is a pretty fun interaction that I had with Lurch yesterday. When we were talking about this, I forget whose idea this was. Lurch's?
I don't know.
No, this was Andy's.
Andy's idea.
Well, it was mine, and then Andy stole it, and then...
Okay, Andy, you're a thief.
impressions. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
And I texted Lurch yesterday, and I said something along the lines of, I don't have any impressions for Uncanny Impressions, and that's what I said, because that's what it was called, Uncanny Impressions. Lurch goes, Uncanny Impressions? Yeah, you dumb piece of ass. That's what the game was called. He had no idea. What's that?
He doesn't know what uncanny is.
He couldn't even put it together, that even though the word impression was still in there.
Right.
He could have been. He didn't even need to know what uncanny meant.
No, I know. Upon further review, you could have still gotten the gist of it without the word uncanny.
I should have. I don't know.
This is defensible, but I did want to bring up another interaction I had, too, with this week with Andy. Well, I guess technically with everybody. And this is kind of defensible in Andy's defense. He can defend himself.
Yeah.
But how many times do you think we've texted this last week and a half?
Me and you?
Yeah, about recording and this thing.
I text you like 5 times. You text me like once.
Yeah, I don't, you know, hard guy to get a hold of.
Really
no,
busy.
But we had agreed long in advance.
That today was going to be
the day. At 10 a.m.
Yes.
Who do you think texted me at 9 a.m. this morning asking if we were recording today?
Okay. I can't defend myself on this.
Lurch, hang on. One more question. I believe, was it you earlier this week who told me, have you heard from Andy? I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah. Yep.
I believe we both texted him. Friday, good for you? Good to go Friday morning? And then you texted me earlier this week, said something about...
Oh, I told
I don't
you
remember
if I
story.
Couldn't do it, I would call you. Yeah.
So, okay, so you didn't call, so I figured you're good. So why the text at 9 this morning asking if we're recording yet?
Well, I had also texted, I think, last night, double-checking that we were going to go, and then you said we weren't going at 10. We weren't going at 10:30.
I wanted
to go
at 10.
Yeah, we were going at 10. I didn't know the time. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drive my... 2 weeks ago, I wasn't clear on the time.
Yeah.
And I
drove
down
clear
here.
In the mind either.
And I'm sleepy too.
Yeah.
2.5, and so I came down here like an hour and a half ahead of the time I was supposed to, and ended up just like laying down and like by the side of the road. Not literally by the side. It was by a parking lot.
Yeah, I forgot. We did want to talk about that too.
Yeah.
After we'd left, Andy had told us. This is where I laid down. What are you talking about, Andy? We're walking on the sidewalk, all back to our cars. Yeah, it was
You make it sound so... Hold on. Okay.
I didn't know. I didn't have anywhere to go. So instead of going and sitting in the studio with the radio show that was going on at that very second, I laid down on the sidewalk in downtown.
No. Okay. Not 100%. There's a parking lot, right?
It.
Right by where we parked at. And so, yeah, once I figured out that I was there way too early,
yeah.
I was going to go into the studio, but then I was like, and then I ended up just sitting down, and then I looked up, and I like... this is going to sound so stupid.
It already does.
I know.
looking up at the clouds.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Well, then
see rabbits.
And then some I'm laying there like looking up, you know, just like relaxing and all that stuff, and then all of a sudden I hear, are you okay? And I turn and look, and it's a security guard with his little flashing light in his little car sitting there, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm fine. He goes, oh, okay. And just drives away like it was nothing. So, like, where I come from, like, it's not that big of a deal. But I guess downtown laying down somewhere makes you a
downtown
vagrant.
In a bigger city, oh, laying down gosh. In a parking lot.
Cleveland's horrible for it.
Yeah.
Homeless people everywhere begging.
Laying down looking at the clouds.
Oh, my God, it's bad.
Yeah. It's an epidemic. Yeah.
Tried kicking everyone.
just one of the reds. I, honest to God, have no idea how we just got to talking about that.
It's a little off topic.
Nor what we were talking about
prior.
One and a half minutes before.
Andy's bad texting abilities.
Oh.
There was something before that, though, because Andy's texting ability was a side note.
Why wasn't I here this morning?
Games!
Yes!
Wow!
Wow.
That's like 6 degrees right there. I can't even recap how that thing went. And I'm fairly certain somewhere in there we didn't finish a story.
You know, I love the format. Typically the format for shows is A to B to C, and it's more of a look like a straight line. Ours is more like a curly Q.
Yeah,
we go all over A to Z to B to F, and then we finish.
That was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable.
It was uncanny.
Okay, let's try to recap. Go back to the start. We were talking about the game, but then we talked about
Andy
Lurch not understanding you. A text.
Yeah.
To me saying, "Oh, Andy, not having having the interaction."
Yeah.
Something. To Andy laying down the sidewalk 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what story didn't we finish?
Okay, Andy texted you at 9 this morning.
Hang on, we might need the dry erase marker for this one to wrap it up.
No, we're good.
We're good.
Not knowing what time to be here.
Yeah. Yep.
I just said 10:30, and then I guess you said 10.
Well, yeah, I wanted to go earlier, a little earlier. Yeah.
But you never texted me telling me that you wanted to go at 10.
I probably didn't.
And I wanted to double check from both of you guys to make sure that I didn't get here early and that we were actually going at 10. So that's the biggest reason why.
Okay. Andy, it is defensible. That's like all. I said, I just thought it was funny that
thanks, man. Yeah.
We talked all week. Hey, are we even going today, or is this, did we cancel it?
I woke up, and I was like, you know, if I'm going to drive my happy ass down there, man, I got to make sure that they're actually going to be there.
Absolutely.
So. And I knew we were low. Well, whatever. I knew we were getting low on content.
I don't think there's been many weeks where we haven't been thin on content.
We are never low on content.
Yeah, that's a good point. Somehow we've made this 41 minutes. But so, no, we're going to do a uncanny impression style
thing. I like that.
So I think we'll probably bring on a listener for that.
The show.
And we'll just each bring in a number of impressions that we're going to do, put them in a hat. One person will pick it, and then it'll be the other two hosts here and a listener on the line, and you'll win nothing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I
could steal a La Machina banner roll and ship that to you. It'll be a lot. No, we're getting looks through the window. We better wrap it up.
Yeah.
Who is it? Barnaby?
Armadillo.
No.
I don't know who that is, but he sounds crazy.
But and another game that I developed, I don't know how I came up with this, and I don't even know if it'll work, titled something along the lines of 20 words or less, 15 words or less,
oh, yeah.
Where we're each going to bring in 2 to 3 story ideas, news stories, and doesn't matter what kind of stories. They don't have to be funny. They don't have to be serious. They could be double homicides. They could be about, you know,
puppies and kittens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poo.
But what we're going to have to do is the person who brings in that story in 10, 15, 20 words or less, we'll have to describe that story to the other two people. The other two people's job will be to make a hilarious headline out of it, a la the New York Post.
I like it.
Like the Steve gave the reference in the booth today about, they talked today about a one-legged guy running from the cops.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The line was, he had a leg up on the cops. Something along those lines. So
better.
Double homicide, you're going to have to come up with a funny headline. Got to be funny.
Yeah.
Got to be funny. We know the stories are serious. Might be serious.
Because I just got into my journalism class.
Oh, we're God. He's going to news us to death.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to write headlines. I'm not going to lie.
Hilarity.
That's great.
Hilarity will ensue.
That's a total lie.
So those are going to be a couple games that we're going to bring on here in the coming weeks, mainly because we are deathly thin on content.
You know what we need?
What's up?
An interview.
Yeah.
We need to interview someone.
Let's do it.
And there goes the mic.
This thing sucks.
If any of our listeners know anyone relatively
not even
famous,
we'll interview you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have anything interesting to tell us, we will interview
you.
Definitely.
Talking to you, girl voice, Justin.
Ooh.
A great interview.
I thought it was Jamie.
No, girl voice, Dustin.
Let's call Justin.
Dustin,
let's
or Justin.
Call him up right now.
I don't, there's no way I'm going to be able to dig that email up from weeks ago, months ago.
Mm-mm. All you have to do is scroll down twice.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. In there. Whatever, we're not doing it. That will be in the future. Interview corner.
Timbo.
I wanted to bring up Movie Corner today. Turns out The Town is not going as wide of a release as I anticipated. They did not have a midnight showing of it.
Wow. What?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to see it today.
Lurch would have told
Movie
you
Corner
about,
next week.
Lurch would have sat there and then told you about the dream he had while he was watching the movie because he was passed out sleeping.
Yep. That seems to be a common theme among all Movie Corners here on the
and
show.
Blocking
so.
The view of everyone sitting behind him.
That would suck if you go to a movie and Lurch is there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd be pissed.
I like to stretch my legs out, too. So.
Yeah, you got to get some space with
it's
those.
It's crazy
because
those
tree
giant
trunks.
64-ounce cups that you get at the movie theater, they look like a little Dixie cup in his huge hand.
Yeah, they really do. He's a monster is what we're trying to say. So I think that's all we got for this week. I had some stuff I wanted to talk about, but we can bump it or forget
Let's
it.
Let's do it. It's been 2 weeks. What do you got to talk about?
I don't have anything. It's 45 and a half minutes. We...
I thought you said 3 hours on the Facebook
page. All right. Settle in, boys.
Wow.
Go. You might want to open the door and put a sign on it that says, in use.
I got to go by noon. There you go. Just wheel into it.
No, I'm not going to talk about it. We'll bring it up here in the
comments. I didn't want to hear about it anyways.
You will, but the stories, they drag on a little bit, because they are.
Do all stories that are told by you.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going to say, is it the story or the teller?
Well, we got two mics now, Andy.
Yay! Use that one. All right. Well, this has been a little off topic.
Brought to you by Quaker Steak and Poop on the Dairy Queen floor.
Quaker State. For all your Quaker needs, use Quaker State.
I think we got someone.
He's pushing buttons.
Someone
what are
on
you
the
doing?
Line.
Here, come here.
Someone on the live.
Come
line
here,
right
take
now.
Your mic.
I don't want the mic!
All right. Let's see how two mics work.
Testing.
It's the last thing we need. Are we done? Can we be done? We're done. All right, gang. I don't know if Wiener 2 will ever be back or not. Who cares?
He's fired.
This is a little off topic. Lurch.
You want to plug the email or Facebook page, dick?
Lurch. Again, asktheinterns@gmail.com. You can check us out at asktheinterns.podomatic.com. Be sure to maybe give us a little tip if you want to. It doesn't matter. You don't have to.
Check us out on Facebook.
Facebook.
A little off topic.
A little off topic.
We'll see you next week.
Andy's Bone and Stephanie.